There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that,
this is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the beer we got? I mean, the beer we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, too bad.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
All right, here we go. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile. Glad you're along for this hour. And had mentioned it earlier that we were going to get back into the conversation that we've had so many times in the past on this show, but we're going to, you know, up the ante and actually have people that deal in CBD, deal with the treatment of a variety, we're going to get into that, of issues, physical issues, health issues, dealing with CBD. Instead of us just talking about it from the outside, we'd go inside. So I'm real happy to bring on to the show Terry Breitung from Azalea City Hand and Rehab and Physical Therapy and Jennifer Adkins. Thanks for coming in. Thanks for being on the show. I'm going to get you all close to those mics, too. So lean into those mics as we talk some CBD. Thanks for coming in.
Well, thank you, Sean. Appreciate you asking us to be here this morning.
Well, this is a subject that has, I mean, I know we were talking about this on this show years and years and years ago with some research that was done at UAB and how cannabinoid oils were being used for children with seizures.
Correct.
And I remember members of the legislature, I took it from the political side, that were trying to block that. And I remember going, if it's something that helps these children, and here are these physicians at UAB telling us it is, this is medicine. From there to where we are now, there's been kind of a bumpy road in the discussion of CBD.
Well, I mean, I think, you know, the biggest deal with CBD, and that's obviously stands for a compound cannabinoid.
And, see, he can say that easily. Yeah. Not all the rest of us can.
Yeah, say it a lot.
Yeah, so, okay, and Terry, what is that?
Well, CBD is a derivative of the hemp plant, okay. and it is a cannabis plant. So I think the confusion that we get, particularly in the state of Alabama, because none of this has been legal up to now, is that everybody wants to think it's pot.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not pot. It's not marijuana. It's a non-psychoactive product. And that means that the cannabis plant is harvested prior to it reaching a THC level.
Okay.
So, you know, if you left a cannabis or hemp plant to grow to maturity, yeah, it's pot.
Okay.
That's what it would be. But I'm very familiar, as I've, you know, got a, I've got my son and my daughter-in-law and my three-year-old grandson that lives out in Colorado. And I've visited out there, obviously, several times just to see them. But I've been to these farms. I've seen it. I know how they extract it. And that is what I use here in the state of Alabama. Now, you know, the big issue had been, you know, basically, obviously in the state of Alabama, is not getting in, you know, so much as the marijuana industry or medical marijuana, mm-hmm. which a lot of the states have adopted now, as you
yeah.
well know. You know, they passed the farm bill several weeks ago.
Yeah, this hinged off the farm bill, interestingly
well,
enough.
And
yeah.
that was a huge breakthrough for all states, and particularly Alabama. So our AG, Mr. Marshall, he came out and made a public statement several weeks ago stating that long as the CBD is 0.3% THC or less, it's totally legal in the state of Alabama now. So it's legal. We can distribute it. You can buy it, and I'm glad it asked, because I've helped a lot of patients with this product.
And I can't wait to get into this, because I've heard enough anecdotes here from people that have been helped by this. But I want to circle back to, because I think it's worth bearing out, because terms are getting lost. Okay, there are certain states that have recreational marijuana. That's
right.
One end of the spectrum.
Right.
Other states that have, before the Farm Bill, had zero of
Correct.
Anything. So somewhere in between. When you talk about medicinal marijuana, there are states that have legalized actual pot that people are smoking.
Correct.
Okay, that's not Alabama.
No, Alabama is not legalized. Now, they're, you know, looking into it, I think, right now. But of all states, probably Alabama will be the last one to
that's
do
right,
so.
That's right. I'll put my money on that as well. So this, what we're talking about, CBD, is not, because I think this gets confused. People say, oh, that's medicinal marijuana, and they picture somebody smoking marijuana.
No.
This is something, it doesn't look like it doesn't, it's not the same thing.
You can get this in tincture form, which is an oil. What I distribute comes in a jar, 4-ounce jar, and I go with 1,000 to 2,000 milligrams, which I find for my orthopedic patients, you need a higher dose.
Okay.
But that's basically, 0.3% or less THC, which my product has. It's non-psychoactive. And the inherent forms of this, and let me get a little bit into how this works with the system, okay? No, it is not pot. You do not get high. Let's make that
and it's not
perfectly
this is CBD
clear.
Oil is not something that is smoked. I mean,
no.
I know this is old man for you, but there's a lot of people that don't know that.
Well, mine comes in consisting like peanut butter, and it's cut with about, 100 milliliters of virgin coconut oil.
Okay.
Now, some you get it with honey. Some gets it with some type of the tincture oils. It comes with a little menthol taste to it or whatever.
Okay.
But mine just looks like peanut butter. And you take a teaspoon every night. I usually recommend my patients take it at night because it also helps you sleep very well.
Okay.
And again, you don't get high.
Right. So they're taking a spoonful. Like I'm going to eat a spoonful of this?
Correct. It's like, taking.
So it's not putting it on.
No. Now I do have salves too.
Okay.
If you want to localize for an inflammation or if you get a strain or sprain, but I also have those, which works very well too.
So you can take it internally. You can do it topically.
Correct. Both ways.
Okay.
But let me explain a little bit how this works. You have, the good Lord give us our own inherent endocannabinoid system. That's your software, okay? And so as you get into your late 20s, early 30s, that system starts fraying. Okay, so when you're in your teens, your early 20s, you remember how we could just get up, work all day, dance all night, get up,
do it again. Yeah.
No pain, no problems. Well, you have receptors in the body, okay? And this works on a cellular level. It goes to every cell in your body. This cannabinoid oil goes into your system. And it works off of T1 receptors, which is your cortex or your brain, and it communicates with T2 receptors in the viscera in your hardware, we'll call it.
Okay.
So when you're young, these systems are communicating. So if I bump my elbow, the brain says, send an enzyme down there. That's going to clear that up. And it does. That's why we don't have problems.
So you're still getting, when we're young, we're still getting the pain. There's just a system to deal with it.
They're communicating. The brain is communicating with endocannabinoid system to tell them, hey, you got a problem here in your right ankle. Send an enzyme down there and knocks out the inflammation.
Okay.
But as we get older, that system starts fraying. And all CBD does is rebinds that system. And once you get saturated, and everybody saturates differently according to what kind of problems you have. This treats degenerative disc disease, the reflux, the GERD.
Yeah.
I used to have that terribly. My 83-year-old mother, I've got her off her Nexium, her Prilosec, I've got her off all that. And she just takes that. I don't take anything other than CBD now. I used to have ankle pain, finger pain, wrist, because what I do in therapy all day, pulling on people, I would just be all out of sorts. But that's all gone away. I sleep like a baby, and I have no more reflux or GERD. So that's my own personal testimony. But I have several patients that will tell you the same.
Yeah, and we're going to get into that. But, this does explain a little bit, because if you didn't talk about the scientific or the physiological way it happens, it does sound like it's a wonder drug, right? I mean, if somebody says I'm always leery of anybody coming in and telling me this solves everything.
I understand. And listen, before I got into this, and I was dealing with my fellow out in Colorado, I told him, I said, you need to have to send me three jars of this, because I'm going to try it myself.
Okay.
And I said, and if I don't notice any difference, you won't hear from me again.
Yeah.
So I'm the kind you have to show me, all right? And man, I tell you what, and I know it sounds crazy, But it's not on me. I'm going to have Jennifer come on and speak, from a patient standpoint here in just a minute. But I'm going to tell you, in my 40 years of practice, I've never seen anything like this come over my office and over my desk that helps so many people.
So it is not that it's specific. It's not like saying the CBD oil is going to focus on knee pain. It's not that. You're saying resetting the T1 to T2
receptors in the body, the endocannabinoid system, so everything's communicating once again. And with that said, I mean, you know, when you—it's called. You ever heard of homeostasis?
Right.
When the body's in balance.
Yes.
Well, when everything's in balance, everything's working. Like I was having cholesterol issues, and I'd taken Lipitor 40 milligrams probably 4 or 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when I started taking this, I said, you know what? I told my wife, I said, I'm gonna quit taking my Lipitor and see, and just dose for 6 or 8 months, and then go get my blood level checked, see if this helps.
Mm-hmm.
I walk in, my cardiologist, he says, man, these are the best blood levels I've ever seen. He said, you must be taking your statin. I said, yes, sir. And I walked out. But no, my blood levels, and I know you're probably thinking, my Lord, man, this is not a hard sell. I'm not trying to sell.
Right.
This.
No, and let's tell folks, too, that I had to drag y'all in here.
Yes.
So, I mean, that is God's right. honest fact. I had to drag y'all in here to get you on the show. Mm-hmm. So you weren't pushing to come on. I was pushing to get you on. So I want that to be clear. And I'm just trying to do what I think most of us are trying to do is understand a little bit more. Number one, disambiguation between medical marijuana where people are smoking it and CBD oil. And you've done a good job of that. This is something different.
Correct.
There's no smoking. You're either taking a spoonful or you're rubbing it on the spot on your body.
Correct.
And this is not specific to elbow pain or neck pain.
No.
This is a...
It works on a cellular level. It helps everything in your body. I mean, once you get saturated, and the saturation is a big point. Everybody, you know, saturates at different levels.
Right.
So when you start taking it, don't get frustrated a month down the road if you're not seeing a lot of change. Okay. I've had one patient that had severe degenerative disc, autofusion at C1-2, which is a high fusion, decreased rotation of her neck. It took her 4 months, but she came in on that fourth month smiling and high-fiving and saying, "This, I have no more pain."
Wow, we're coming back. More with this. Terry Breitungue, Azalea City Hand and Rehab. And Jennifer Atkins, we are talking CBD right here on Midday Mobile.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, welcome back. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile. Glad to have you along, and a great discussion going on. And this is one that I've wanted to expand upon for quite some time, the discussion of CBD oil. And you probably, maybe you've tried it, maybe you're using it, you have kinfolk that are, somebody at work has talked about this, and it leaves a lot of questions, I think. This is something that is pretty new to most of us out there, and I really appreciate Terry Breitungue from Azalea City Hand and Rehab and Physical Therapy coming in. Also, my friend Jennifer Atkins coming in, a patient who is using this product as well, and trying to get some questions answered. So thanks for your time. Thanks for being part of the show.
You're welcome.
So we talked about how it works, which I think that was one of my, from the last segment, a takeaway there, because I kind of had heard people talk about, oh, it fixes this, that, and the other. And I was like, yeah. You know, that sounds like, it sounds like snake oil, right?
Yeah, it does.
Something that cures everything. But you explained it's because it does what?
Well, I mean, the endocannabinoid system is made up of cannabinoid receptors. Again, you remember I touched on that earlier about your own inherent endocannabinoid system, our God-given software. And these cannabinoid receptors, they're found throughout the immune system, the central and peripheral nervous system, which is your inside and your arms and legs. And cannabinoids like CBD interact with these receptors. Okay, you've got thousands of them in your body.
Right.
And they're communicating. Homeostasis, as we touched on earlier. Well, again, as you get older, you lose that communication. And the CBD interacts with these receptors, rebinds that system, so everything, your homeostasis, turns to normal again.
So you're not so much, and see if you correct me, right, dulling the pain in that place with the CBD.
No.
You are going back to the systems that lets the brain send an enzyme down to do...
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. Because again, you know, when we're younger, we don't have these issues. Why? Because your homeostasis, everything's communicating, everything's working properly, and that can be on a blood level. You know, I mean, I didn't have high cholesterol when I was 18.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
So all this does is rebind the communication, you know, factors of the body. And once you get saturated and that endocannabinoid system is communicating with the hardware, yeah, and right. Like you said, it sends an enzyme. It doesn't go and
like go
cause
fix
an inflammatory. No,
right.
You know, it's not an inflammatory agent that
right.
goes there. It's your own built-in enzyme that's taking care of
this
it.
This is interesting. I guess yeah. this is why they had the success with children with seizures, too, the communication between the parts of the body.
It's amazing, Sean, what that's done with epilepsy. And I've got a couple of three patients also with seizure disorder. And, you know, you have to. It's a fine line there, though, because the pharmaceutical drugs, which weren't helping these patients anyway. They
right.
were still having multiple seizures. And once I start this, I will wean them off that. Every one of them has not had one seizure. And I know, again,
that
you think, like,
Terry, that's
this
pretty
is,
amazing.
I know, it's incredible. And I've got these patients, I mean, they'll give you their testimony.
That means a lot to people's
no
lives.
Kidding.
I mean, people that
Huge.
Have to deal with that. And
their parents.
Yes.
That have to watch their kids
oh
suffer having 25 seizures a day. And I'm talking about Grand Mall. I mean, not Petty Mall. This is where they get on their side and shake
yeah.
for 5 to 10 minutes.
Wow.
I mean, they have no control.
Let's talk about how this works from a firsthand perspective. You talked about using it. Jennifer, when did you come to CBD and why did you come to CBD?
I started taking it about 2 years ago. And for years, I have fibromyalgia, hypothyroid, and I've had several car accidents that have caused issues, but for years I walked around just in constant pain. And not just any one particular area per se, but just generalized pain and
okay.
headaches just about every day.
Really?
And just in misery, grouchy, irritable, just, you know, get up and perform your daily activities, but just can hardly go, you know, once you get home,
mm-hmm.
you go straight to bed.
You go lay down.
And then I have a sleep disorder that's kind of unidentified, and so that made it hard to sleep regardless. And when you're in pain, you don't sleep.
You're painting a pretty rotten picture, Jennifer.
I was pretty miserable for a good number of years, and I started about 2 years ago when Terry started getting into the CBD and really taking a look at it. And I had looked at it before, but I started taking the 2,000 milligram because I needed a little bit higher dose. It took me about 2 weeks to get saturated.
And this is the term that Terry just used. Saturated means you get enough in there that the enzymes are
right,
working again.
Right, and you start feeling better, and you notice you feel better.
What is that? Yeah, what is that like from both y'all? Is it a... Because, you know, when we take... regular pharmaceuticals where I got a headache and I take, I know there are going to be a bunch of people critique, that stuff's bad for you, but I take a BC, mm-hmm. right? If I get a headache, mm-hmm. take a BC and I have a swallow of Coke or water or something like that, and I go, and after about 20 minutes, headache's gone. Mm-hmm. I can feel the cause and effect there. Is it like that with CBD? Or is
sort,
it just...
sort but, of. It's a little bit more gradual. I know I was taking ibuprofen, like my dad said, like popcorn.
Wow,
just popping it right
bad.
And left. You know,
not good for you.
No, definitely not good for you. It damages your internal organs. It makes it so that you can't function without taking this pain medicine every day. And I knew it was bad for me, and I didn't want to do it.
So you didn't, I mean, so, the CBD didn't come in and you say, oh, I'm going to take some CBD instead of an ibuprofen. You
right.
just got to where you
I got
didn't
to where
take...
I didn't take ibuprofen at all. I'd probably drop down from taking it three times a day to two, to one, and then all of a sudden I realized I didn't hurt anymore. And it's not a miracle drug. You know, it's not, you're not going to take it and it's going to fix everything and you're not going to have any pain anymore. That's not the way it works.
You still stub your toe and it hurts?
You stub your toe and it hurts. My hip bursitis flares up and it hurts. I go to the gym and I work out. I'm still sore, but my body is better able to cope with that. It's better able to deal with it so that I don't have to go and take all this medicine anymore.
And to get back to your headache taking the BC, you know, CBD, again, opens up your channels of communication. When you take, you know, an anti-inflammatory, you take a BC powder or whatever, all that does is block, it's a neuroblocker. And
okay.
for what if it was a hangover, whatever caused
right,
your
wait,
headache.
Why at Mardi Gras are we talking
yeah.
about this, Terry?
But that's what it does, is a temporary block, and then once it blocks it, then obviously the headache goes away.
Right.
But keep in mind with CBD, Sean, it actually builds the liver and kidneys. It helps the liver and kidneys. And I'm not getting on pharmaceutical, don't get me wrong. I mean, I know it has a place. But big pharm, you know, that stuff will tear your liver and kidneys down.
Sure.
Okay? This builds it. So it's a great alternative is what I'm trying to get to.
So the people, I mean, this is why I guess so many people from from so many walks of life with so many conditions say that they're getting benefit from CBD. This is why it's not just people with headaches use CBD, but it's also, I mean, that's you're at least explaining what has been puzzling me about this.
Correct.
How does it, you said, okay, comes in a form that you take internally, also topical, but how do people, do you go buy a jar? How is it done? Like, if we're dealing with, is it milligrams? You mentioned milligrams, Jennifer. How do you do all this? It's all new to us.
This is where you have to know what you're purchasing. And Terry can explain that.
Because most of us don't know. Okay, this is new. So how do you know what you're purchasing?
So you can buy a jar that
get you
costs,
a little closer to that mic there.
You can buy a jar that costs about $150, and it's 2,000 milligrams per milliliter.
Okay.
And you're getting the 2,000 milligrams per milliliter.
Okay.
But you can go to the store and buy one, say, for $10 for 8 ounces, and you don't know what you're getting.
Wow.
You may be getting 10% instead of 100%.
Jennifer makes a great point. I mean, buyer beware, and I said a little bit about that earlier.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I'm not trying to tell you to come to me to get your CBD, right, although you probably should be, because I do, in my opinion, have the best this product in this area. But, you know, what Jennifer is referring to, you may get a tincture, and, you know, I have batch numbers on mine, my jars. I know exactly what's in it, where it's coming from. You may get some oil that, if it's not, you know, they'll say, well, it's 500 milligrams. Well, people get confused. You know, you're not getting 500 milligrams per tincture. It's probably 16 milligrams in, you know, one of those little tincture, you know, oil that, what do you call them?
Droppers.
The droppers.
Okay.
And it takes, mine's 2,000, but you get 100 milligrams per teaspoon. I know this is a little confusing, but you get 100.
Is it like proof?
Oh, yeah.
Not something I can understand.
Let's just say it's 100 proof.
Okay.
Right?
All right.
But it would take you 8 to 9 tinctures to be equivalent to 1 teaspoon of mine.
Okay.
So look at your milligrams. Just don't, you know, a lot of people say, oh, I'm getting 500 milligrams per tincture. No, you're not. You're getting 3 milligrams per tincture.
Gotcha.
Or 5 milligrams per tincture.
But I think you can't say that enough, because this is so brand new. People have no, they have
no
standard
clue
to work off of. You know, the last time it was like this. We don't have a last
Correct.
Time.
Well, and I always take my patients, and I obviously have a great stand to do this, because I treat patients. And
right.
I know, you know, and I that's not
yeah,
the first thing I have.
To you
need to take this. No, that's not what I say.
Well, yeah,
I tell,
people are already coming to you for rehab
that's
and physical
correct.
Therapy.
And they'll say, well, I've just had these. I don't know what else. And the therapy will help. It's a bridge. But I said, have you ever considered CBD? So I have a patient regimen. I give them, and I said, go up and look up the endocannabinoids. So you can Google it.
Right.
And you can, it'll give you as much information on as you want to know. And I said, educate yourself, and then come back, and then we'll talk about it a little bit more. So they'll come back and say, I'm really interested in that. I think that would help me. And I said, no, I know it'll help you. And so they're on board, and then we go from there, and I explain how to take it, you know, how to use it, and I spend, you know, a good bit of time with them.
All right, let's do this. You'll hold on, come back for another segment here.
Okay.
Got lots to talk about here, talking CBD, and we'll get into some of the hows, how they get the actual oil, how that all works out, and then also back to the law. You heard the Attorney General, or maybe you didn't. If you listen to this show, you heard me read what the Attorney General had to say. Of course, Terry and Jennifer can give us more insight into that. Coming right back, right here on FM Talk 106.5.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, welcome back. It is a special edition of Midday Mobile because it's a subject we've talked about, bounced around with a lot of, I don't know, what do y'all think? I heard, somebody told me, my cousin Scott said he heard from a buddy about the CBD. And so we've done a lot of that for our time, and it's a real treat to get people in who have firsthand knowledge, number one, as patients, number two, or probably even more importantly, as somebody who is prescribing this, giving this CBD oil to folks and seeing real results. Terry Brighton with Azalea Hand and Azalea City Hand and Rehab and Physical Therapy, and also my friend Jennifer Atkins, who has worked in the field as a with Terry, but also a patient. I mean, you get kind of a dual role here.
Right, in the medical field and a patient.
And you were talking about the, you were weighing out a laundry list of things affecting you, and I thought I was feeling some pain just hearing you describe it, but you were describing a lot of what affects, let's just say adults.
Yes.
You know, older folks, you know, adults like us, it's chronic pain issues, right? It's
right.
Something that's like, it's just kind of,
right.
It's kind of just there every day. And you said something I think applies, you would go home and fall in bed.
Yes, because just the, you know, dealing with pain all day is bad enough, and then you're trying to work and trying to do your normal daily activities, and then you get home and you're exhausted.
You just described a lot of folks,
Jennifer.
A lot
of people.
I mean, Terry, I know you see that. I mean, you're dealing with
Absolutely.
People that come to you that have therapy issues and rehab issues, but a lot of that is chronic, just what we consider, well, it's just the way it is. I'm old and I'm give out.
Well, and again, you go back to homeostasis, and as we addressed earlier, Sean, again, once that system, that endocannabinoid system starts fraying, you're going to have these problems. And this is one of the only things I've seen in my 40 years of practice that accomplishes the rebinding of that system.
All right. I want to ask you about this. How is the process of, I may use the wrong terms here, so correct. To get prescribed this or to get this?
I just call it distribution.
Distribution.
Because when you start by prescribing, you're thinking that is a medicinal term from
right.
a physician. And this is not a medicine. It's not a pharmacological, you know, medicine. It's almost like a supplement.
Supplement additive.
Because,
like
you know,
a
vitamin. The FDA, you know, this is not an approved. The FDA don't approve this, okay?
To treat anything.
To treat anything, right. Because, you know, the studies are their lack of. But we call it a supplement because how many vitamins are FDA approved?
Right.
Zero.
Right.
So, but the people are buying them by the billions.
Well, and we're hearing from so many people that are getting benefit from this. And we started off, and let me go as a farmer's grandson try to figure this out, too, because you're mentioning that this is hemp. People say, okay, there's hemp and there's marijuana, and this is all based on the fact that it's what percentage THC?
It's 0.3% or less.
Or less.
That's the legal limit.
Okay.
And like I said, our AG, Mr. Marshall, came out several weeks ago,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, stated that it is totally legal in this state of Alabama as long as it's 0.3% or less THC.
Nobody's getting high off that.
That is correct. It's non-psychoactive, which means you do not derive a high from this.
How do you get the CBD oil? You know, I mean, you're part of this full process here, so explain to me.
Well, I get my product out of state of Colorado. You know, Colorado's been legal not only in, you know, the hemp and marijuana scene, but they use it for leisure as there, because it's all totally legal.
Yeah.
But I use a company out there. It is the largest single organic CBD farm in the whole state of Colorado. And I've been there multiple times. Again, I've seen the process. I see how they break it down, how they make their product. And so I know what my product line is. Now, again, you know, I said earlier, buyer beware, because that's not the way it is everywhere.
Right. There's no standardization.
There's no, and that's another issue that needs to be addressed. And I think it will at some point. But now CBD is such a hot word, everybody's trying to capitalize on it.
Sure.
And these companies are coming, oh, we can throw this in there. Because, you know, the general public are confused.
Well,
and
yeah,
they are.
Count me in.
Yeah, that's right.
Count me in. I'm one of them.
And so I think, again, you go to somebody that's reputable. I'm not saying come to me, but I will certainly help you, but you need to have a reputable distributor that knows what their product line is and that can, you know, tell you what it is.
You say buyer beware, and that process is to educate ourselves on what the, I mean, you were describing about the milligrams and here and what's contained in this jar and this other jar. I mean, we have to know something before we can say, well, that's not good or that's good.
That is correct. That is correct. And the only way you learn that is to educate yourself. You get on the computer. I used to not, you know, with all this new technical stuff, I'd be talking to my daughter, and I said, well, I wish I knew. She said, Google it, Dad.
Yeah.
It's right there at your fingertips.
Right.
So I just feel like, in particularly the state of Alabama, the people of Alabama, please educate yourself to this product.
Sure.
I mean, and that way you know a little bit more about it when you do come to someone like me that mm-hmm. can explain it to you, and it'll make a lot more sense to you.
All right. And so you went out there. This is just self-serving for me, this part of the interview. But you went out there, watched them extracted. You know, I've gone through a lot of corn and soybeans in my life and seen wheat harvested as well. How they do this?
Well, it's a pressure. It's a pressure type of a process. And, you know, some people will just use only pressure. Some will use, what's the derivative from corn?
Ethanol?
Yeah, an ethanol type of base. But the more pure form that you can get, which is pressure, and they just take this, and they have pressure machines.
So they take in the hemp stalks. I mean, they go out and, with a harvester and what, and bale
them? They pull them up. Now, they hang them for a certain period of time. It goes through a hanging process for several weeks or several months, because that gets all the product, the hemp product, down into the area that you're pressing. But, yeah, we use stalk. We use the whole product. And some of it goes back to fertilizer at the end. But your flowers is where you get the pure hemp product from. And so they use this machine that mashes, just squeezes the heck out of it. That becomes like a, I don't know, a pulpy, sticky look. And then they take that, and then through a process in which I didn't know where it went from there, because I only saw the pressurization of it. But they take it that there, and then they form the either the tincture, or they mix it, you know, with the compound.
Well, we hear cannabinoid oil. Is it a oil?
My product looks like a peanut butter.
This is in coconut oil.
Yeah.
And
okay.
So if you, you know, in
at this is base.
Right.
Yeah.
But at a certain temperature, coconut oil becomes a solid, and at a certain temperature, it becomes a liquid.
Mm-hmm.
So mine, I just leave it out on the counter, and right now it's a solid.
Does it stay?
But in
does
the summer,
does it keep?
It will be a liquid.
It keeps. I mean, they say it's got a 10-year shelf life, but I think it's kind of like honey. It never spoils. I mean,
you could keep it in the refrigerator. It's just a little bit harder to get out.
It's like an ice cream if you keep it in the fridge.
Sure.
But like Jennifer
peanut
says,
butter, you can leave it.
You can leave it out.
Okay.
Well, I leave it by my toothbrush, because the last thing I do before I go to bed, I brush my teeth, and then I take, and I'm down to maybe 15, 20 milligrams. I take it down on a little baby spoon now, because I'm fully saturated.
Right. That's the term y'all both use.
Right.
And we explain to people who are just joining us, what does that mean?
Well, when you start taking it, I recommend a teaspoon, which is 100 milligrams with a 2,000, you know, milligram bottle I distribute. And once you start feeling better, and you'll know, your body will tell you, hey man, I don't have that ankle pain that I had 3 days ago, or man, I slept great last night, I got more energy. You're starting to saturate, you're starting to feel better. Then you can start backing off your dosage, because all you want to do then is tickle it. Once you stand up, like I said, I started out with 100 milligrams. Well, I'm down to 15 now. And plus, your dosages last longer, so it's not as expensive, obviously. But do not sacrifice dosage to try to save money, as I tell my patients.
But it's contrary to what happens with a lot of pharmaceuticals, where people have reduced benefit going forward, right? The prescription is for, just like those ibuprofens, just like the BC. Right. If I don't take a BC powder for a year or two, I take that baby and it blocks that thing and it works. But if you take them very regularly, you have to take more and more ibuprofen to get the same benefit, right?
It's easier to think of it from the opioid standpoint for people who are on oxycodone, OxyContin, where they take it for so long and then their body accommodates to it. So they have to take more and more. And that's where people are getting hooked on these opioid medications.
But this is the contrary. You're saying you take more in the beginning and you get to a point where you're like, hey, those things aren't bothering me, and you start backing it down.
Correct.
Just to make it last longer.
Correct.
Right.
And plus, that's all you need.
Yeah.
Because as long as you're keeping that endocannabinoid system binded,
that's all you need. That's cool. It's really contrary to how most people think about.
Right.
Guess what? Again, it does not harm your kidneys and liver like the OxyContins, like the anti-inflammatories for long. And I'm not, don't get me wrong, I'm not trying to knock pharmaceuticals. It's needed. But obviously, this would be a much better choice, particularly
if it'll work for you. It's a lot healthier.
Yeah, you're using this supplement to assist your body to heal itself. Your body's made to heal itself. So you're using this to help your body heal itself, just like you use a vitamin to make you feel a little bit better, as opposed to masking the problem.
Correct.
By taking
good point,
medications.
Jennifer,
and it doesn't mean that you stop all of your medications. And you don't think that I say, okay, you're going to go take CBD and you're going to go cold turkey off of all your medications, because that's not the way to go.
Right.
But it is possible for you to decrease a lot of your medications and maybe come off of some of them altogether because your body now has started to heal itself.
Here's a question. I know you probably have heard that if somebody's taken CBD oil, and they work somewhere. They get tested for. Does this show up as marijuana if they get drug tested? How does this work?
Well, I can tell you firsthand, I've taken two drug tests recently, one for a new job and one for school, and mine both showed up negative. Okay. I did tell them, however, that I was taking CBD oil, and
what was their reaction?
It was going to show up. I was like, okay.
Yeah, because I think it's probably getting more common.
Right. And they just said, that's fine. If it shows up, all you have to do is bring in your bottle.
Very
and
good.
Show us that you're telling that. Now, right. You know, your employer may see that differently. You know,
right,
if a little
you would
bit
talk
shows
about
up,
with them, yeah.
Then, but I can tell you, for me, I've taken two drug tests, and I've been taking this 2,000 milligram for 2 years, and nothing showed up.
Very interesting.
And also, I address that with my patients, particularly if they're federal employees or whatever, Sean. It, you know, and I have them sign a letter stating that I'm not responsible if they're mm-hmm. drug tested, but I do tell them that to be up front with their employer and just say, listen, I'm on this because an employer would rather have you working.
You dang right.
Than that home laying in bed because you couldn't get out of bed because your back's killing you.
Yeah.
Okay. So I also will write a letter to the employer stating what it is.
Okay.
So it kind of gets the employee off the hook and mm-hmm. they'll say, okay, I'm good with that. And I've done that for several patients. So,
all right.
But yeah, I just
good.
Say
That's
be
good.
Honest. I mean, just be
like
honest
everything
up front. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And since this is not a drug, there is no or a very minimal amount of THC in it. It's
right.
not a drug that's going to impair you at work. I think they would be more likely
right,
to
but it's
say,
worth, I think like Terry said, right. I mean, like anything, if you just
be honest
go ahead and just tell folks, hey, this is what I'm doing.
And if you do, and if you come back and do a secondary test, and I know that I'm not smoking pot. I'm
right.
taking this CBD, running over, and I want to know what my analysis is on the THC level. If it comes back 0.3% or less, it's legal now.
As per the Attorney General.
Thank you.
All right. This is fact. Tell folks how to get in touch with you.
Okay. My office is at 316 C South Sage Avenue, right behind the Regions Bank off Airport. Phone number is 251-470-7772. Zay City Hand and Rehab and Physical Therapy.
All right. Probably have more questions as the weeks go on. Get y'all come back and join
absolutely
me again?
And we thought about doing we talked about this. There's probably gonna be a lot of questions generated from this.
Very much so. Thanks for being part of the show. Thanks for starting all these questions, and come back soon.
Thank you, Sean, for having us.
All right, Terry Brighton and Jennifer Adkins, my guests right here on Midday Mobile.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Welcome back to Midday Mobile. Glad to have you all along and good to have a friend of mine, a guy I've known for a long, long time, and he still comes and talks to me, Ed Rowan from Taylor Martino Attorneys. And thanks for being here. Thanks for being on the air with me.
Thanks, Sean. I appreciate it. Yeah, we go way back. Kind of good to see us both a little bit grown up. I don't know if we act that way or what.
Well, I think you live up in a grown-up world, and as a Marine, you had a lot of growing up there that I didn't have. So hats off to you, and thank you for your service.
Well, you knew me and my pre-Marine self and post-Marine right. self, so there are no skeletons that are hiding in the closet from you, so I appreciate you having me here.
And I want to talk to you about that. I also want to talk about what you're doing with Taylor Martino and talking to folks here, my listeners at FM Talk 106.5 that have an issue, have a need for legal representation. But I got to say this, we're talking before we went on here, and you know, people have a feeling that, oh gosh, there's so many lawsuits out there. There's so many frivolous lawsuits out there. I don't want to be associated with that, Ed.
I hear you. I understand that. I mean, with today's society, with all the advertising that you're just pounded with, you know, if I ever do watch midday news or the early morning news, it's just incredible the amount of attorney advertising out there. And, you know, I am a plaintiff's lawyer. That's what I do. I represent people that are hurt. You know, I grew up here in Mobile. And, you know, I'm a conservative person, but, you know, so I completely understand how those views are taken by many people, because I feel the same way, really.
Okay, and so what you and I were talking about this, if you go, gosh, I don't want to be lumped in with that. Well, neither do y'all at Taylor Martino. Y'all aren't lumped in with that either.
We're a different type of firm. I mean, we don't handle a huge volume of cases. We don't try to handle a huge volume of cases. We do represent, you know, businesses as well as individuals, you know, with any type of of need that they have. We don't go seeking to file a lawsuit. We just seek to fix problems. And so we are a little bit different than most.
You know, and seeking to fix problems, if we think about this, all of us have our own issues, but there's some commonalities out there I'm sure you hear a lot about. And you and I were talking, you made an analogy one time that really struck me, and we were talking about insurance. And talking about insurance and getting what you pay for. And you said, hey, Sullivan, you don't ever blink when you go in and make a file against your health insurance. You've paid for it, so you're going to use it. And I said, yeah. And you said, then why do you have a feeling like that about your automotive insurance?
Exactly. So I meet with people all the time, and I really like meeting with people that are hesitant to even bring a claim. They come in, they say, hey, I really don't feel right about this. I'm not sure if I should do this or not. And so I tell them, well, hey, do you have health insurance? Yeah. Do you pay for that health insurance? Oh, yeah, I pay out the nose for that health insurance.
Guaranteed.
I'm like, do you ever walk into your doctor's office or the hospital and you need treatment? You say, hey, I'm just going to save, you know, XYZ health insurance company, let me pay this out of my pocket. No, you don't ever do that. And
right.
It's the same. So if it's your own insurance in an auto case, like let's say you're hit by an uninsured motorist, and so you've got to make a claim on your own insurance coverage. Well, you've paid for that. And most people that I represent have paid for it for years and years and years. They've never made a claim. And that's what they've been paying for years. So what's wrong? What's un-American about if you pay for something, then get it?
Because people make the claim. This, okay, well, I was hit by the uninsured motorist or something like this happened. I made the claim, and now, Ed, they didn't call me back, or they called me back. They keep switching people on me. They said, well, it's not the amount that I thought it was going to be, and they said it was total replacement, but it's not. Those kind of things, those wear people out when they're busy doing whatever they do for a living.
Right. I don't have a problem with the insurance industry. I mean, I've got health insurance. I've got life insurance. I mean, I've got insurance coming out of my ears as well, so I'm not anti-insurance whatsoever. But it is a business, and the only way an insurance company really makes money is if they don't pay as much as they make in, they take in. So they're an American company as well, so they're motivated solely to not pay claims, and
right.
that's how they make money. So,
but I have been paying in premiums for decades.
Absolutely, absolutely.
They took those.
Yes, yes. You would think that you could say, okay, hey, if you're not going to pay my claim, why don't you refund the premiums for the past 20
right,
years?
Right.
That doesn't ever happen.
Right. You can't say, okay, I'll tell you what, we'll make a swap here. Just give me my money back and I'll pay for it. So, I mean, people find themselves in that situation, and that's a time that if you're not getting what you have paid for, you shouldn't feel bad about getting it.
Right. I mean, I think it is. It's very American to be able to come to see me, a lawyer, and say, hey, I'm not getting treated fairly. What can you do about it? And I say, well, let's sit down. Let's talk about it. Let's figure this out. And so that's all we do is we try to figure out the problem. We deal with the insurance companies and whoever that fault party is and take that burden off your shoulders. Because, when you're hurt, when you're losing wages, when you're not able to do the things that you can do, you're stressed out. Okay. And you're stressed out in this country, in this life, no matter what you're doing. I mean, just walking around,
right,
it's stressful. Like I walked in your office today. Like, how you doing? I said, I got stuff coming out of my ears.
Yeah.
I mean, I've just got too much to do. So that you add that on top of it, the stress of being hurt, of walking with a limp, or your house might get taken because you can't afford to pay your mortgage.
Yeah.
That's just, and then you add the stress of, well, this insurance adjuster is jerking me around, or I'm getting the runaround, that sort of thing. It's just incredible. So, what we can do is just take at least one of those stresses away, and then also make sure you're treated fairly, because that's all we want. Just treat people fairly.
Yeah, you're a voice for us. And obviously, like you said, you know this, and you do this because I know that I don't know this. I know my business, but I don't know, I don't know how you deal with a problem like this. So, and by the way, you're just joining us, talking to my friend Ed Brown with Taylor Martino online. Was it TaylorMartino.com or?
TaylorMartino.com. That's right. We've got a website.
Okay. Go there or pick up the phone. I mean, like, if we're going to make, let's say we're talking to somebody right now and says, it's like Ed knows exactly what's happening with me. What's the best way to get in touch with you?
You can Google Ed Rowan Attorney. You can Google Richard Taylor, Steve Martino. Those are my two partners. We've got seven lawyers there. Or you can just Google TaylorMartino.com and you'll find us. I mean, we've got a good presence on the web there. So that's usually what people do now is just Google it.
Yeah. Google it and set up an appointment. It's one of these things. You just said we can just kind of come in and tell you the story.
Absolutely. There's no strings attached ever, okay? And we don't charge for consultations and things like that. You call us or you just show up, you come on in and you have an issue. But a lot of times, you know, I just got back from Atlanta. I was there on business for 3 days. I got to go to Birmingham for 2 days next week. So it does help sometimes to make sure someone's there just to give us a quick call.
Sure.
And, you know, first of all, we're just glad to talk to you and see how we can help you initially. And we can just give you information. Hey, if people call me and say, hey, I just want some information, I'll say, okay, do X, Y, and Z. And if you want to handle it on your own, that's fine. Then they may call me back and say, well, I did X, Y, and Z, and I'm still getting jerked around, and mm-hmm. you're a really nice guy, so I'd like to come see you. And I say, all right, well, come on and see me.
So you're going to give us, I like that. So you're going to say, try this first.
Absolutely.
Try this first. Let's see if we can do it this other way.
Yes. Yeah. I'll give them my format of how to, you know, settle a claim or how to handle a claim. And one of the things is I just don't want to get people taking advantage of it. You know, I've got plenty of work to do. Certainly, I want new business, but I don't want somebody getting taken advantage of. And so, you know, if they need to do X, Y, and Z, a couple of different steps to make sure their claim is protected. If they can handle it on their own, hey, that's great. Go ahead and do it. If not, then I'm there to help.
All right. Get in touch with Ed over at TaylorMartino.com. You give a call. Heck, you can even, you know, shoot me an email. I'll get you the phone number as well. Ed, thanks for being in with us today.
Thanks, Sean. Appreciate it.
Ed Brown with Taylor Martino, and we're coming right back.
No representation is made that legal services performed are greater than the quality of legal services of others.